You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Demesman and Dover.
They show it's slow motion.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, I don't want to see that. You're showing me the Jason Tatum injury. And
Demesman and Dover.
I'm sorry, J-Fig.
Why?
Your girl was singing, they decided they want to sing.
It's okay, I heard it.
Looking out west, it's mostly cloudy, but looking towards the beach, it's partly cloudy. So I'm gonna go with clouds because the majority of us live on the other side of 95. Winds are coming out of the east, as I can see the plane coming from right to left. Winds are about light winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour, five to 10 miles an hour. And it looks like, let me see the garbage man, see what people are dressed like. Let me look, 84 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer. But that is it. Might be a passing shower, but the rain is not gonna rain like it has, like it did yesterday.
Oh, man. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The old love of good weather report.
That's true.
I just like weather report for my own purposes.
Leroy, I'm not going to talk to you in maybe for the rest of the week. Who do you like for this weekend?
What do you mean? Oh, for the Preakness?
Preakness? How dare you? I should smack you. PGA.
Oh, the PGA Championship?
Jesus, so, this guy, the golfer.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Hold on.
Because it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
I didn't even know
it is the week of the PGA.
It's the week of the PGA Championship.
So why is the first thing you think about is Preakness?
Because the Preakness is this week also.
But you missed the golf game.
I know. So here's the deal.
You see how he tried to...
Here's the deal. No. Here's the deal. Rory is really good at Quail Hollow. I would put a little bitty baby chili pepper, just a little one, on Rory winning a Grand Slam.
What's the odds on that?
What can I guess? It's going to be a lot. A lot, because there's only been two people to ever hold all four majors at the same time.
Has anybody ever won it in the same year?
Yeah.
Sam Snead.
No.
What, the Masters and the PGA?
No, all the four majors. But back in the day, it was the amateurs.
But it was the Tiger Slam.
The Tiger Slam. Tigers only got to hold all four majors.
Nobody's
done it in a calendar year. It'd be a ton.
In golf.
But you feel like a Rory with the burden of being a choke artist finally lifted off his head, even though he did choke. You feel like that.
Understand.
Well, he did. I mean,
you know what, Vlad? The crazy thing about this is, I don't think people understand how hard sports are. How hard it is to be successful at this stuff.
No, dude.
You just disregard it.
It's not that I disregard it. I made three putts harder than that at Lagoon Lake this past week. So it's a putt-putt course. Went between the legs with one of them, too.
Minus one.
Dude. Not.
You really thought you might get away with that one. Did you really think that?
Come on, he really did.
He tried so hard.
So this could be something. Could be nothing. I don't know. But Leroy, yesterday, the Miami Heat's Twitter account posted something that makes you go, Yesterday, they posted a quote from Pat Riley. One of these quote graphics, right? And they post, open to the right fit for us. And it was Riles answering the question, are you comfortable with the idea of managing an aging star again? And they put in the second block. For us, could you put the dates? Thanks, Jeff. For us, yes. That player, the right name, I still think can be amazing in play. So, an aging player can play. Which, no bigs. He did say that at the press conference. But the official account posting it makes you wonder, what's a Bruin? Nah, it could just be they were posting it randomly because they thought it was interesting. Could be. But the official account? Very interesting. Why would they post that?
Why would they post that, Tobin?
I don't know, Jennifer. Why would they post that?
It's a little sneaky sneak.
Not something they typically post. Hinting at things.
I think they're doing that just for you, too.
Could be. I don't know. I mean, they could just be riling me up. I don't think anybody wants, you know, to get me any more. I'm already riled up, JP.
My eyebrows cut.
I think you're fine, dude. Your eyebrow. Like,
I could see one.
Why are you going chameleon eyes on me? What do you make of that, Leroy?
Now, what? Nothing. You know why?
Why?
Because it's you trying to make a big deal out of it.
Very interesting.
Out of all the things he said that press conference
said a lot in 45 minutes, Jennifer, but they decided to post about an aging star.
That's interesting.
Wonder who they're referring to.
Him going out and getting a star.
Aging, though. Like a fine wine.
So that means he don't want to deal with the two young guys you were talking about. Zion and Ja.
Perhaps. Perhaps. You could
Dude,
be right.
Can I just tell you?
You could be right.
Every so often, when I have nothing to do and I'm watching TV, I wonder, what would this team look like if Tobin got all of his wishes?
Rings.
It'd be terrible.
I don't think so.
Ugh, God.
I don't think so. We'd be having so much fun.
So, okay, who would you go get?
Right now?
Yep.
I can have anybody? Or I mean, the likely candidates.
Like the likely candidates. So maybe Memphis will get rid of Ja. Maybe New Orleans will get rid of Zion. I'll give you that. Mm. KD. Mm. I'm not even putting Dame in it. He's hurt.
And Giannis is too much of a pipe dream. So those three?
Yeah.
What about Lauri Markkanen?
Ooh, you like Lowry.
He likes anybody who used to kill the Heat.
That's not true. I mean, they did kill the Heat. They ruined my kids' fandom because they lost by 36 to the Jazz at home.
So, so you got Morgan in. You could throw him in it.
Okay, I'll throw him in that.
Because I think we have Morgan in already.
With Jovic?
Yeah.
I agree.
Just young.
I agree. I love Jovic. And I don't want to get rid of him. I like the KD move. I don't know where he stands on things. You know, it's a little bit interesting. I don't know where
he's an old curmudgeon that's all about basketball, and really, I think that's great for this team.
You got to think, though, this is one thing that I find interesting. Like, I know a lot of those teams out in the, people are attracted. Like, if you're a star, do you want to go out west right now? I feel like you're banging your head against the wall out there.
Nah, things done change. After last night, around 9:58 p.m., things done change in the East.
Open things up.
Once that Achilles popped, everything changed. Now, if you're Milwaukee, are you willing to trade Giannis? Or are you trying to make the little moves? Because
you got to talk to Giannis,
though. Now, you got to talk to Giannis because, yeah, you don't want to. The East is easy right now to win now in the next couple of years because you don't believe in Cleveland if they get eliminated.
And Cleveland's going to have to do something.
They're going to have to do something. Boston,
Cleveland's going to have to move one of their bigs.
Boston's going to have to do something. They were going to do something regardless, but now they lost one of their key pieces, so they're going to have to make a
move. They're going to move, but they can move Jaylen Brown, but he's hurt. He got that knee on knee stuff.
And you can't move Tatum because Tatum won't be back until 26. No, 27.
Yep. Yeesh. So, KD.
If you're the Heat right now, you look at KD as you're a KD move away from being a top three.
I just find it interesting that he says they just put out the aging thing. It just seems like, I don't know, because who do you even consider an aging star other than KD right now? Yeah, LeBron is the only other one, right? I mean, maybe LeBron doesn't want to be on Team Luka anymore. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they want for LeBron. Or maybe LeBron opts out.
He's a free agent.
He has a player option. So he could opt out.
Yeah.
The Heat don't have cap space.
When was the last time LeBron was with Miami? Did he take the max? Or did he?
He took a haircut.
He took a fade.
He took a haircut.
No, he took a fade. He could have had the max.
I think it worked out for him.
Yeah, okay.
I think it worked out for him. So you thinking that LeBron on the mid-level?
I think it's LeBron and Bronny.
We could fix Bronny.
Well, I remember you guys last year saying that Bronny's Heat culture. He knows about the Heat. A guy who could develop Bronny better than Spo in the Heat player and the Heat coaching staff.
Wow, you're saying he is another aging star. And he did mention LeBron. I don't know if that was tampering by Pat, but in that answer, he did mention LeBron.
Mentioned Bron a lot. Like that's true. He did mention Bron's name a lot, but I think you can mention somebody who was formerly with you.
I don't think anybody's getting Pat Riley for that.
I mean, it's the
unless like the Lakers make a stink, but then you're giving him a statue. You're going to hit him for tampering.
You don't see LeBron would be like an added piece to something that's already built, right? You're not bringing in him to, like, be the LeBron he's been for the last 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're signing up for the, you know, like, even me. You know I love LeBron.
Love him.
I'm not signing 23 years in the league LeBron. You ain't going to get that LeBron.
Is there anybody else who's aging like that that comes to mind? You consider Paul George?
No!
Me neither.
You keep
stop it. Why are you bringing up all the hurt players?
Well, he's an aging star. I'm trying to figure out other aging stars.
Yeah, you want to take that 3 years and $150 million? No.
If they gave me the third overall pick.
With it?
With it. To take it on. But they probably won't. Anybody else aging?
Who else Chris aging? Paul?
No.
All right.
He's aged. Kawhi?
No, I don't. You got to bubble wrap him.
You think you mad Jimmy didn't play? They were saying Kawhi hit a record. He played 40 games.
And didn't take a break off.
This ends with us getting DeMar DeRozan, doesn't it?
No. Mr. Mitty?
Well, that would be your criteria, former guy.
I'm just looking at aging former stars. Former guy
you didn't answer my question. So your answer is KD. I'm not talking about.
Realistically?
Ages. I'm not talking about ages.
If I'm not allowed to mention Giannis, I'm saying KD. I think it makes a lot of sense.
So you're doing responsible. You're not.
I'm very responsible. Now, I am going
to
have fun
this
offseason.
You have to shoot with a sniper gun because you're a dame.
I'm not going to. Look, I'm getting dragged right now through Heat Twitter because I've been aggregated by calling everybody a bunch of weenies and babies because these children, these Gen Z, Gen Alpha Heat fans.
You know you're one of them.
No, I'm older. I'm an OG. And I'm an OG. And what has happened is
you were five when they started.
These people,
Time out. Tobin,
were
hold
you
on.
Even in double digit ages no, when
Leroy,
he started?
Hold on, Leroy.
No, hold on.
Ah,
let me explain.
Answer my question.
You can't call yourself an OG.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, that
you
is
can't
not
be
how
an
it
OG.
Works.
It is
you
how
cannot
it works.
Be an OG
no, it doesn't.
And be lowered under
it
50.
Doesn't work like that.
Who is a better? Who is a more vocal voice of Heat Nation now than me.
That's cool, but they have to call you an OG. You can't call yourself
an
OG.
Oh, of course I can.
No, you. It doesn't work like
that. But they're stupid children.
No.
They're stupid children and
they're
cowards.
I'm going to get Tommy in here.
No.
That's fine.
When you say, you know what they call me.
I'm just telling you, there are a bunch of stupid.
This is a pointless quibble, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't call yourself OG.
You can't call yourself.
Well, he calls himself many names.
No. OG is one of the names you can't. It has to be given to you. You cannot give it to yourself. It has to be given to you.
Fine. But the point stands, Vlad. There are a bunch of babies and cowards, and they're all downtrodden right now. They don't even want to entertain Giannis or KD talks because they just think they're not going to get them. And I'm just ashamed of them because that's just not the fan base that I knew. Because oh, why? Because you swung and missed on the last four free agents.
Wait,
you don't want to take any more at bats?
Leroy, is Tobin calling the Heat fan base SAWFT?
Right now, they're being soft. They're being and really whiny babies is really what they're acting like, Vlad. Yeah. Because they don't want to go to the trade trough, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying.
The trade trough.
Yeah, they don't want to go to the trade trough anymore, and it's fine. You guys can sit here. Look, I had my year where I sat out. I had my year of repentance.
You have never sat out.
I sat out a year. I sat out a year.
You have never sat out.
After the first year of no Damian Lillard, I sat out of trade talks. But I have come out of this, and I'm going to be in every trade talk, and I don't care. And if we miss on Giannis Antetokounmpo because somebody has a better hand, then so be it. That's fine.
But this was a month ago.
What?
You were talking about Ja and...
Yeah, that wasn't the reprieve. This wasn't the reprieve year. The year before was.
No, but I'm saying responsible people don't want Ja or Zion.
I didn't say I was responsible. I just said, out of all of the things that you said, I think that one makes the most sense. And I think is reasonably cost. I think that he could make it happen. Now, if KD wants to go to the Houston Rockets and, you know, continue first round exits, go ahead. I don't care. Or he can come here and take over this conference. Let's go. It's up to him. I don't know what he wants.
How old is KD? 35, 36?
He's going to be 38, I think, before the year. Or 37 before the year.
Yeah.
Who, KD?
Yeah.
Let me check. I think he's going to be... He might be turning 38.
What do you think he feels, Tobin?
Who?
KD.
I don't know what he feels.
You're right. Damn, he should have the same birthday as my sister. All right, cool.
So he's going to be 37?
He'll be 37 in September.
It's a baby.
Once
so
the season
he's 36
begins.
Now.
Well, that was Riley's point. But I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to have a bunch of beaten down fans. Like, look, I will be appropriately calling out the team at the right times. And yesterday I understood the anger because everybody was like, what did we make the playoffs for? It was pointless. Should have gotten into the lottery, even though you guys weren't going to get it because it's wrestling. And obviously it was fixed for the Mavericks.
It is. Come on.
You can
it obviously is.
Back to.
But if you think that I'm going to not engage in fodder for Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're sorely mistaken. And if Giannis doesn't end up on the Heat, guess what? I will move on to something else because that's what I always do. I don't live in this flux where my hope then goes down after failures. I just get buoyed up to the next one. That's what I did.
And you say, never wanted him.
Jennifer, exactly. Because look, let's... Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. The Houston Rockets have traded for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, old, can't get to the rim anymore, never wanted him. Now, if the Heat... The Heat get Kevin Durant. Woo! Leroy, all-time great scorer, going to tutelage Tyler to the top. We got him next to Bam Adebayo, and Andrew Wiggins is still here, and now he's happy. The East is wide open, my friend, and we brought back Davion Mitchell. So it could go one of two ways, but nothing is going to affect where I'm at.
Yeah, the East right now.
Nothing is going to affect my mood. And so if you guys want to be miserable bastards about it, then be miserable bastards. Talk to you guys in October. But old Tobes over here, I will be happy and chase whales. And then when we don't get them, I will say why I never wanted them in the first place. And we can move on to the next one.
You're the worst. The absolute worst.
Back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to talk to Joe Shoshki from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco because he delivered this gem early. You got this, Vlad. This was this is Warriors fan being down 3-1 and a little tired of Jimmy Butler and his lack of shooting on the morning roast. 95.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pivot, 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 and try to shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball!
I can't wait to talk to him. He's going to stop by the show. So we'll hear what he has to say on that.
Hey, oh, man. I think it's... I mean,
pivot,
I'm telling you,
pivot.
That could be a... We need somebody to mix that.
100%.
We need somebody to mix that.
Absolutely. No, dude, it sounds like a workout.
No,
it does. It sounds like a workout. Like
a dance up
a dance instructor. A dance instructor.
Jump stop.
Pivot.
Shoot the ball. Shoot the ball. It's like that lady, the dancer, the chick that was doing the workout dance.
Oh, my God. That was so great. Tomorrow's game 5 between the Panthers and Toronto Maple Leafs. So we'll react to that.
Santa sleigh, bring the gifts. Santa sleigh, bring the gifts.
Oh, man. That is something right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Really, really funny. So he'll call in next segment. We'll hear from Joe Shoshki from the Morning Roast. In San Francisco as the Warriors go down 3-1 tonight in the playoffs. What do we got here? For tonight, we have...
Game 5 in Cleveland.
Game 5 in Cleveland, 7 o'clock. Cavaliers, 7.5-point favorites.
Really? With a Donovan Mitchell game-time decision?
7.5, Vlad, is the spread tonight. And then the Thunder are 9.5-point favorites tonight at 9:30 in their game five. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. So we'll look forward to that as well. Pivot.
Pivot, pivot, pivot.
God, so good. That is something. Last night, the Mavericks, they won the draft lottery. Even Kyrie Irving came out. Did you see Kyrie Irving even tweeted out 1.8%? Nobody believes this thing is on the up and up.
But you know, here's the other thing. I don't think the league gives a crap that I don't think the league cares that they're not hiding the fact that they're cheating.
I don't think they care either.
I don't think they care about that.
I don't think they care either. I don't think they care either. I think it causes conversation. Fans thinking there are conspiracies is good fodder. I will say, though, Vlad, did you notice Cooper Flagg didn't look that fired up about it?
No. Well, Cooper Flagg's family is Boston Celtics fan. They're from Boston.
They're from Maine, I think.
From Maine. So I think there was a chance he thought he was going to Philly that was going to bother him and his family. But
I thought, see, this is the way I read it is, I feel like he's like, ugh, I got to go be the replacement to Luka. That's big shoes,
dude.
That
is big shoes.
That's big shoes. Like, I'm sure he's been, like, geared up with confidence and all that. Fine. But you're like, oh, no, I got to go be the Luka heir apparent. Wait, that's a lot of pressure.
Hold on. This is what I gotta love. This is what I love about the NBA. Remember when we were just talking during the break about how things are done to cover things behind the scenes?
Yep.
How about Zion Williamson being up there? Yeah, exactly.
I thought that too.
Exactly. You see, now I brought this up to you, and you're like, holy cat. Like, exactly.
He was their draft lottery representative. I found that shocking.
I thought that was crazy.
Me too.
I thought they were trying to ship him, but if you're trying to ship somebody, you're not going to put – that's kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Like, I guess, unless you just put him out there and be like, oh, yeah,
like Zion. Like, Zion went –
remember? Zion's out here. Huh? Anybody interest anybody in little Zion Williamson?
That was very weird.
It was very strange. But Cooper Flagg was like, oh, I thought my whole thing when I saw that reaction was, oh yeah, he's like, I gotta go fill whose shoes? That's big shoes. Because here's the thing, it's one thing to do it, but it's another thing to do it when the fan base is pissed. You know? So like, I'm sure they're gonna be, and maybe that does sway the front office on like, hey, do we want to put all this pressure on this kid? Unless you think the kid's just that, like, there's no shot he misses.
However, he is staved at the fact that, you know, AD is still there, and AD has a lot to prove and show.
AD, Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about Kyrie.
Lively.
Right. Lively.
It's not a bad Klay Thompson. You know, it's not a terrible roster he's going to if he could be something, but it's not like, but you're gonna ask him to be Luka at what is he, 19?
But you're also going, he's also going on a locker room where you got two major individuals in AD and Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
But AD's gonna definitely want to be the man, the focal point of this team, because that's what the trade was for,
which I don't think is a problem, unless like, because I don't think in your rookie year you're thinking like supermax and all that. It's not that. I think it's just like, all right, I don't. Because I bet you in his mind, he's like, there's no shot I'm going to that team. 1.8%? Come on. No way.
I don't think he thought he was going there. I thought maybe he thought he was going to San Antonio, because I thought that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You put Cooper Flagg with De'Aaron Fox and Wemby, it's like, and Castle is going to be like, geez, this team got some talent.
We'll take a break. When we come back, our sister station, 95.7, The Game in San Francisco, Joe Shoshki is going to join us from the Morning Roast. Talk to him next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. All right, so this brought us great entertainment. We're petty watching. Jimmy Butler and the Warriors go down 3-1 last night. Leroy texted me, which he never does. He texted me at midnight yesterday just to tell me, Jimmy Butler, fewer points than Draymond Green at the time. I was like, you're watching the game right now? You're never up past 10. I was stunned. So we do our favorite thing, which is we like to grief listen. And we'll go to fire up the Odyssey app. We'll listen to other markets and see what they're up to. And we were quite entertained by the morning roast today on 95.7 The Game, because Joe Shoshki, one of their hosts, basically encapsulated what I think every Heat fan, when Jimmy Butler isn't Jimmy Buckets, it is the experience that is Jimmy Butler. He can be Jim VP, or he can absolutely annoy the hell out of you because he will go right to the rim, but he's always looking for a shooter. And then he'll give you some speech about how, like, I play the right way and no one's going to tell me how to play. I can do that and give you buckets. And so, you know, they're getting the full experience on, what it is.
Don't you have to be aware, though, as a basketball player, when your team's down 20, that maybe I ought to stop facilitating and start scoring? That was my biggest complaint to him.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location on Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Joe, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
What's up, boys? I'm just walking out the studio, looking at a lovely San Francisco day, listening to you guys drink my tears.
Yeah, well, listen, we're sorry. But look, in fairness, we've been drinking them for all season. So you'll excuse us if we quench our thirst a little bit on being down 3-1. But look, man, I understand. Once you guys lost Steph, we knew it was going to probably be a tough one to go and win this series. But how are you finding the Jimmy Butler experience, especially now being in the predicament you are?
Well, I mean, at least he's actually here with the team, unlike Andrew Wiggins, who we had no idea if the guy was even going to show up. Yeah. So
we're used to that,
that's
too.
Different.
That is.
Yeah, I mean, he had 1 2-month stretch where he turned into Superman, and then the guy went right back into a pumpkin. But Jimmy Butler, he's been great. He's been great, except since the injury where he landed on his butt, he hurt his butt, I don't know, his tailbone or whatever. The guy has just not been the same player. He's clearly exhausted. He's clearly 35 years old. And without Steph Curry, he was driving me crazy. I'm like, dog, shoot the ball. You're under the hoop. shoot the ball. It was driving me absolutely insane. And he's not the only one. The Warriors just aren't good enough without Steph Curry. It is what it is. They're out here rolling out GP2. I mean, you guys saw him when he had Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Caleb Martin. Like, you guys have better shooters than what we have right now. When you don't have Steph Curry and you're relying on Buddy Hield, you're in trouble.
The owner, Joe Lacob, came out and he said he was worth every freaking penny after they advanced in a really good series with the Rockets. But, like, now that you're staring this down and there is no Steph, and this was kind of Pat's concern, is like, I don't know if I want to pay a guy who plays so physically as Jimmy does and misses games because he'll get banged up like tailbone injuries. How are you feeling as far as, like, the future is concerned with Jimmy Butler if this does peter out at a round two exit? Like, will you look at this fondly, or are you a little nervous about what an older Jimmy Butler is going to be?
Well, look, the trade was great. I mean, I'll do that trade all day, every day, period, because they were 25-26, dead in the water. I mean, I was making an argument, man, maybe you try to, poop for coop. You know, I legitimately was saying that on air. I've been a Warrior fan my entire life, fifth generation San Franciscan, and I was like, this team is not good enough. And then they made the Jimmy trade, and they went on a run, and they became a completely different team. It was a great trade. Now, what do you do in the offseason? Man, everything's on the table. Giannis, KD, I'll listen to anything. I'm always looking to upgrade. It's the Yankee mentality when it comes to Joe Lacob. Like, you're good for right now, but if there's somebody better, I'll flip you for somebody better. I like Jimmy Butler, but if it costs Jimmy Butler to go get Giannis, you have to do it. Giannis is 30.
This is amazing.
I love it.
I just feel like I'm listening to San Francisco Tobin.
I like Joe's style. I do.
Like, Joe.
What,
I do.
What's wrong? Bro, look. I'm a Niner fan, okay? We couldn't beat Deion Sanders. Jerry Rice would get stymied all the time. Deion became a free agent. We got Deion Sanders. We won the Super Bowl. He left. He went to the Cowboys. Like, that's how sports works, dude. Like, I'm trying to win a championship every year. You have Steph Curry, one of the top 10 greatest basketball players of all time.
Agreed.
In almost anyone's list, okay? You do whatever it takes to get that individual another championship ring. And he's doing this during the LeBron era, which makes it even more special. And so, you don't know. Look, he's going to get hurt in this particular postseason like he has, and he might not ever be the same. You just never know if it comes to these players. I watched Klay Thompson, one of the best two-way players in the last 20 years. He hurt his knee, then he hurt his Achilles, and he's a shell of himself. So while a guy is still at his apex power, you have to do everything you can to get that fifth championship. Because once this guy's gone, Steph Curry, I mean, we're in some trouble. I mean, we're going to be basically in the existence of what you guys have been in without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I mean, we already got used to that the year after the whole Dame thing blew up. That didn't change. But I will tell you, Joe, if you want to use this one, walk it on, try it on for size. To use him in the headline of that Giannis package, he did play at Marquette in Milwaukee, so they may love a little homecoming.
Hey, look, my niece is going to Marquette right now. Great nursing school, $40,000 a year. It's a great town, but I'll tell you this right now. Look, I don't care what Milwaukee wants. You can have everything not named Steph. I'll fill out the team with a bunch of Caleb Martins around him, and we'll figure it out. Just get me Giannis if he's available and he wants to come. But it's just I'm just so frustrated this morning. It sucks because I sound like a loser if I come out and I say, I really, truly believe we would have beat the Minnesota Timberwolves in 5 or 6 if Steph Curry's healthy. It's just such loser talk.
Don't let anybody tell you that.
I admitted it out loud, but that's the way I feel.
Sometimes that happens. Look, sometimes Goran Dragic gets hurt 2 games in the final. Dude, don't let anybody tell you that, Joe.
Joe, I am
You don't
living-
back down.
I am living a dream right now.
No, I don't want him beating himself up over that.
No.
That's a fair thing. If Steph Curry was healthy.
I'm on a whole nother. I thought you were one of one.
Nope.
But you're just one of one in Miami.
Yeah.
Do you believe in a parallel universe?
Yes!
I do.
Joe, let me know when you want to get
some. I deal with you every day!
Joe, if the Warriors visit here, you let me know if you want to get some Cuban coffee down here. All right, dude?
Look, let me tell you guys my Shafsky-ism, all right? I got a lot of butcher-isms. Here's one of my life credos. Pivot, don't panic. So whenever something bad happens, you pivot to the next take, and you wiggle off the old one. And so I'm constantly pivoting, and I'm never panicking, like I'm Jimmy Butler.
Twins!
This guy's an artsman.
Joe!
Hey, bro, there's
he's an archer.
It ain't no 101, man. Come on, man. Let's go. Hey,
oh,
for real though. For real though. If we're being a hundo, what I'm really scared of is not only are the Warriors going to get knocked out. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to do exactly what the Dolphins did and overpay for Brock Purdy and give him like $55 million a year and just completely gut the rest of the team. So right now my sports existence is a little up in the air. I'm a little ticked off right now.
All right, Joe, we got to get out of here, buddy, but thank you for the time.
Hey, tell the Michigan guy Ohio State won the national championship.
Yeah, but if you want to be the champs, you got to beat the champs, and we beat them back-to-back years. So the way I look at it, we're back-to-back champs, baby.
Four times.
Hey, suspend your coach for two quarters against Turkey Tech University. That's a great way of sending the discipline. I mean, my God. My God. Hey, as a Frisco native, I'm throwing up the U's because you guys got the sickest, freaking mascot of all time. Always been a U fan. I love it. Keep it going. Boys, have me on anytime.
All right. See you. There you go. Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast.
No.
95.7 Game, our Odyssey station in San Francisco.
I love him.
This.
He's great.
May be the greatest day of my life and the worst day.
Because you find out there's more than one Tobin.
Who are you?
Yeah.
This guy's San Francisco Tobin. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine?
Or you're Miami Joe.
Could you imagine doing a show together?
Oh, my God.
Shasky and Leroy.
No.
Tobin and Shasky.
Tobin and Shasky. I think we just.
I would just replace that A with an I. Dude. Dude. Can I just tell you? He came in hot.
Oh, he was on fire.
I'm like, no. There's one of you everywhere? Where am I on that show?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you can't be on that show. No, Leroy, you can't be on that show.
No.
You would have a heart attack.
I would.
You would die first 2 days.
I would want to fight both of you.
Exactly.
All the time. Mm. Don't panic, pivot.
I like it. Which is
California version of something or nothing.
That was exactly my point with the whole Heat fans being babies. And look at that. Like, he's not even – he doesn't even – there's no shot they're going to get Giannis. But he's already got it in his mind that they're going to get Giannis. And I respect that from the Shash Man.
Because the same thing with you. There's no shot the Heat going to get Giannis.
It doesn't matter, though.
But here's the thing. He gets mad at Jimmy Butler for pump fake, pivot. But that's what he does. You'll do the same thing.
But he's had Jimmy for 6 years, so he understands. Tobin had Jimmy for 6 years. This is like the first 4 months with Jimmy. They don't understand.
Yeah, and he's already hot.
Yeah.
And he's already ready to
I got a feeling that San Francisco is going to realize that's not exactly the most advantageous contract to move.
RVA Richie hit it. Panic or pivot is the equivalent of rats off a ship.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. Just hearing that interaction and seeing the twinkle in Tobin's eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it. Wow.
Dade South says it was the Spider-Man meme.
It was, literally. Yes. Which is why, by the way, another Spider-Man meme, the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Yep.
Pacers won 2 on the road. Knicks win 2 on the road. Pacers get their ass kicked in Game 3. Knicks get their ass kicked in Game 3. Pacers win big Game 4. Knicks win big Game 4. And also, Donovan Mitchell gets injured in Game 4. Jason Tatum gets injured in Game 4.
We are in a parallel universe.
We are in a parallel universe, which ladies and gentlemen.
With a fixed lottery.
Today has been awesome.
It has been.
I could replay. I'm waiting for somebody to mix that pivot, pump fake.
Now they gotta mix it with Tobinisms. We could have a song with Tobinisms and
Shasky.
He was really he's really scared about paying Brock Purdy, huh?
Man, same way Dolphin fans were scared of paying Tua.
But why? You didn't win without him.
Yeah, but you don't win without the pieces.
And here's the deal though. Every quarterback in San Fran ends up getting hurt. I don't know why. And that same offense is down here. So, what do we make of that?
I don't know what to make of it, but what I do know is it is the end of the show. We appreciate everybody for stopping by today. Vlad, thank you for stepping in for Marcos with his baby tadpole.
No problem, man.
And Jennifer, here. I hope you feel better. And all the best to everybody out there. Remember,
Can we leave him with that one?
What was the term he said? Pivot.
Pivot. Don't
panic.
Don't panic.
Pivot. Don't panic, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pivot, 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 and try to shoot the ball. You're in the key. Shoot the ball.
2-1 filthy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.